All right, can you please introduce yourself?
Okay, hi, my name is Anne Nguyen. I'm 20 years old, and I'm a sophomore at UNT studying biology with minors in chemistry, social science, and justice.
Great. Okay, so where are you originally from?
I'm from California, but my family's from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. That was my next question, is where's your family from? Okay, when did your parents come to the United States?
Okay, I'm actually not too sure about the dates. I think mm-hmm. my dad might have come in the 70s-ish. He said mm-hmm. he was 16 when he got here. I don't want to do math, but he's almost 60 now.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom came a little bit after, in like the 80s, closer to the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your dad was in his teens when he immigrated?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think he had any hopes and that he hopes or dreams he wanted to accomplish when he got here that he couldn't have in Vietnam?
Oh, I'm sure. Like, that's like kind of why they came here in the first place. Because I know, like, it wasn't a straight immigration to America. He had to stop in Thailand and, like, had to get some paperwork filled out before he could actually come here and stuff. And I don't know. I think, like, most of the reason why immigrants come to America is, like, oh, it's a better life there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure. We don't really talk about, like, his past dreams of, like, what he wanted to do when he was younger and stuff like that.
Are there any traditions from Vietnam that your family continues to practice?
Yes. We have our, like, Lunar New Year holiday mm-hmm. that I'm sure most people know about. We celebrate that with the family, We also have it's kind of like a Day of the Dead type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know what it's called. I don't, but like I celebrate my grandpa because he's like the only one in our family who's really passed away. Every summer, around, I think that's around like the day he died. I'm not really too sure about that. My parents don't tell me things. I wish they did, but they don't tell me things. They just do things and expect us to know what it is. But besides that, there's not really any other, like, Vietnamese holidays that we celebrate, but, like, every holiday, all our family gets together, like, our extended family and, like, our grandparents and all the cousins and aunts, because mm-hmm. family's a really big thing in our culture.
What do you feel are the most important aspects of Vietnamese culture?
So, like I said, family.
Yeah.
That's, like, one of the biggest things. And then, this might sound a little weird, but I think, like, food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk more about that and explain what you mean by that?
Yeah. So, like, even with, like, the Lunar New Year, which is called Tet in Vietnamese, mm-hmm. like, there are specific foods that you will eat or, like, cook during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, I don't know what anything is called in English.
You could use, you know, the actual word for it. Just because I don't understand it doesn't mean other people won't.
You're right.
I just forgot the word, too.
It's fine! I love knowing my language. Tikal, that's what it's called. It's
okay.
Like a pork dish that's like kind of caramelized-ish. Mm-hmm. I don't really know if that's the right word for it, but yes. And that's like also during the Mid-Autumn Festival, which is also, that's not a New Year's, just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like the mooncakes that people see
mm-hmm.
that's eaten around that time. A lot of like Vietnamese culture, or like food culture actually is really influenced by other cultures like
mm-hmm.
Chinese culture and also French culture because we were colonized. Haha. Fun fact. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that growing up in the United States, you grew up in a very different culture than your parents did?
Yes and no. I would say that because we kind of grew up in a Vietnamese community,
mm-hmm.
but, like, there were times when we moved around where we were just, like, on the outskirts of the community, and then that's, like, when I grew up with, like, other kids, and they had to learn that, like, some of the food I ate was not normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'd make fun of me for that. I also, like, wanted to change my name when I was younger to Angelina. Can you imagine me as an Angelina?
I cannot. You are and always will be Anne to me.
Yeah, I can't. I'm so glad my mom didn't let me do that. But I would say, I think the hardest part is, like, the things that we, like, the differences in mindset that we get mm-hmm. from, like, growing up here and being born here compared to my parents, because, like, we just won't understand each other sometimes because we think so differently.
So one thing that my last friend I interviewed brought up mm-hmm. about, she immigrated from Ecuador,
mm-hmm.
and she says that sometimes she feels like she is an imposter when she's here in the United States.
Mm.
So imposter syndrome, feel like you don't really belong in either culture. Do you mm-hmm. ever feel that way?
Definitely.
Definitely?
Yeah, but, like, I also went to back to Vietnam, like, 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. I feel like an imposter there, too, so it's, like, a mesh of both and, like, feeling like I don't belong to either culture, but also both at the same time. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I think about that a lot, actually.
Okay. So, in comparison to Vietnamese culture, what would you say American culture is like? In your opinion, what do you think it's like?
I think it's a lot more individualistic and also less conservative, I guess. Because Vietnamese culture, like, they still kind of stick with, like, oh, like, the man of the household type thing. If you're the oldest, like, male in the family, then you basically, like, rule the household. Then that's my dad. Mm-hmm. So I, like, grew up with that, him being, like, the alpha male of the whole family. And me being his first and only daughter. So that was, like, kind of rough, especially if I wanted to, like, be independent and be strong, like, you know, like, how, like, American culture kind of teaches you to be, you know? And so we clashed a lot because of that. He's like, you're not allowed to, like, speak your opinions. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, this is all I learned. Like, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a little hard. But,
So would you say that gender roles between the two cultures are different?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I think it's changing, like, with time, but it's still very prevalent in Vietnamese culture. I think another thing is, like, kind of respect for your elders and for your mm-hmm. family, really. We, in the language, like, you have certain titles that you address with people with. It's more than just, like, oh, Mr., Mrs., ma'am, and sir. It's, like, there's different levels for your grandparents or, like, for people who are older than your parents, people who are younger than your parents, people who are related to you. And, yeah, there's just a lot of different titles that you have to make sure that you call people by. There's also, like, sometimes you change the way you speak the language, mm-hmm. Depending on who you're addressing. Like, if my younger brothers were to talk to me, they have to call me G, which means, like older sister.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, if you go out to restaurants and stuff like that, like, they will call me G, even if I'm younger than them, because I'm a customer. So it's, like, kind of, like, respect is really ingrained into the culture.
Unlike in America, where everyone is rude to everyone all the time.
I mean, there's still, like, Southern hospitality, and, like, people really...
In theory.
Yeah, I mean, people are really nice. Like, you won't go to a restaurant and be like, give me this. Like, oh, can I please get this,
yeah.
You know? But it's just more with Vietnamese culture, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I know that we're talking about culture.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk about the culture difference between where you grew up in a Vietnamese community in California
mm-hmm.
versus coming here to Denton, Texas for school.
Yeah.
Where, even though UNT is a very diverse campus,
mm-hmm.
there's still a lot of white people.
That's true. I mean, I did, like, know, like, a lot of white kids growing up for
mm-hmm.
a while, but then I moved to, like, a more Asian side of the community. It's, like, I've been going back and forth
mm-hmm.
with both, but I think, like, just because, like, the way we were raised and stuff, a lot of the times I'll click faster with, like, Vietnamese kids who's, like, growing up in
mm-hmm.
the same community. Like, we will understand each other without even having to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But whereas, like, with other people from different cultures, I'll have to, like, hash it out with them first, see where we stand on certain points.
Mm-hmm.
Before figuring out, like, oh, you also are a feminist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's some things that just don't have to be said with people who grew up with similar cultures or the same cultures.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going back to your parents
mm-hmm.
and their culture, I know you have tattoos and piercings.
Ooh.
Is that something, that would is perceived differently here than it is by your parents and by the Vietnamese culture.
Definitely. So, I mean, I've always been interested in them, but, like, I knew I couldn't get them at home because my parents are really strict about it. Mm-hmm. They're kind of, like way back when they think, like, tattoos have to do with, like, gangs or, like, crime, and same thing for piercings. They don't think well of people who have them. So when we got them done, I didn't tell my parents. I just came home with them, and they, mm-hmm. oh, my God. My mom was crying. She's like, why would you do that to yourself? You're, like, ruining your body. Oh, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. It kind of plays into gender roles, especially because I'm a girl. They think, like, you should be, like, all natural. You shouldn't change anything about your body because you're beautiful the way you are. And then that will, like, appeal to men when you're trying to, like...
Because that's all that matters.
Exactly. When you're trying to date or get married or anything, they're like, what would he think? Who are you trying to impress? They ask me questions like that. I was like, it's art.
That's actually something that I think is in a lot of mm-hmm. cultures, especially Southern Christian families. I mentioned to my mother that I was going to get another tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not look at me. She turned to my boyfriend and said, well, what would you think about that if she got another tattoo? And my mom is the most liberal, feminist woman you've ever met.
Yeah.
But it's ingrained in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would your significant other think of that?
Right. Sometimes it's just ingrained. Like, they don't even, just not to say that they're, like a bigot or anything. It's mm-hmm. just, it's in the culture.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself. Yeah. I also told my mom I was going to get another tattoo, and she's like, you better not. I want to beat your... Mm-hmm. I was like...
How do you think your parents would have reacted if your brothers had gotten tattoos?
I honestly think they'd be less upset. Everything, like, growing up with my mm-hmm. brothers, everything I did was so much worse than if they did the same things, even mm-hmm. though they're younger. Like... I understand that, like, they want me to be safe sometimes. Like, I'll be out, it'll be 7 p.m., and they're like, oh, my God, it's so late. And they're like, we have to drive you home, okay? And we're going to pick you up right now. I was like, no, I'm only at school. I can walk home. You know, it's not that big of a deal. But they're like, no, you can't. And then my brother, who's, like, 4 years younger than me, does the same thing. They're like, okay, have fun, goodbye. I was like, excuse me? Like, oh, I understand that it's more dangerous as, like, a girl, but... It's just really annoying, like, how things are not equal between males and females. And I know that's not only, like, Vietnamese culture, but, like, in general.
Yeah. But I do know that a lot of other cultures, it's the gender differences that you notice and I notice in our mm-hmm. respective families are even more pronounced in yeah. other places.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I know. It's just, like, it ticks me off sometimes. Cause, like, being here, like, in America, you're taught, like, oh, I'm going to be equal with all my peers, no matter, mm-hmm. like, what race or what gender, what, like, ethnicity and stuff like that. And then you come home and they're like, it's not like that.
Yeah. So would you say there's a difference in how your parents perceive the world and what you can do as a woman versus what they think?
It's really funny because they want me to be, like, the best that I can be,
mm-hmm.
but, like, at the same time, they won't let me do those things in, like, the little things, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, if you really want me to be equal, like, if you want me to be, like, a doctor and you want me to be independent and stuff,
then why won't you let me do those same things?
Yeah, like, and they're like, it's the world that's dangerous, it's not you. I'm like, okay, and we're the ones changing the world.
Yeah, so let's say if the world's dangerous, then we need to go out there and change it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, have you ever, like, ever in your life faced any prejudice or bullying because your parents were immigrants?
Not in the community I grew up in, because mm-hmm. so many of my peers surrounding me were also, like, children of immigrants. I think, like, the only thing is, like I said, when I was younger, like, people used to tease me for the things I ate or, like, my name or, like, how I looked, but it wasn't anything too bad. I think because the area, like, the Bay Area is just, mm-hmm. it's really, really, really diverse, and it's just a lot of immigrants live there. I'm surrounded by, like, a huge Vietnamese community, a huge Hispanic community, so it's really hard to find, like, people who would be prejudiced or, like, discriminatory against those mm-hmm. groups. I understand that's different, like, outside of the Bay, because I have a lot of friends who, like, moved around the country after, like, high school to go to college and stuff, and they're like, oh my god, I didn't know people like this actually existed. Like they knew, but they didn't, they've never really encountered those things before, so we always say, like, oh, the Bay Area is like a bubble. Mm-hmm. Like, once you go out, it's totally different from what you expect. Because, honestly, I don't feel like a minority when I'm there, because there's so many Asian people around, mm-hmm. like, we're all the same, too, so it's like, I'm not a minority here.
Do you feel like a minority here at UNT, or?
Yeah. When I stopped on campus, I was like, wow, I've never seen so many white people in my life. Like, actually, though, I don't think I've ever seen that many white people in my life. I also haven't seen that many African-American people in my life, either. But, like, if I, like, it depends on, like, where in the Bay I live. Like, I know Oakland also has a really big, like, number of, like, African-Americans, but I'm not around there often. I think I'm pretty, like, pretty sheltered as a kid, which my parents always, like, tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of nice going to Denton and, like, seeing that the world is a lot bigger than I would think.
What do you think of the rise lately in, like, white people being obsessed with Asian culture? Like, the anime, the K-pop,
I all think of that's that. So weird, because I spent so long trying to hide that I was into anime or, like, into K-pop or any of those things. And then all of a sudden, white people do it and it's cool. Whatever, that's fine. I mean, like, I think it's nice now because I can be more open about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, some people are actually appreciative of the culture. Like, I know a lot of people who, like, actually want to learn the language, learn more about the culture. But, like, what really throws me off is, like, fetishizers? How do you say that word?
I'm not sure either. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, those, like, yellow fever people, like, they like anyone who's, like, Asian. I find it most weird when it's, like, other minorities. Because, like, I feel like they should know what it feels like,
mm-hmm.
but they don't. And they're just, like, as long as they're Asian, I'm like, no, have standards, please.
Like, the guys who think Asian women are the best because they're supposed to be dainty and polite and subordinate.
Yeah.
Have you ever encountered guys like that?
That
outright said it to you, or that you just got that vibe?
Not to me, but to my mom, which was even worse, because it was when I was younger, too. So my mom was, like, at a gas station. We were about to head to Denny's with me and my brothers. We were, like, I was 8, so they're younger than me, right? And mm-hmm. this guy just comes up, and he's like, oh, are you Vietnamese? Like, I love Vietnamese women. I love Vietnam. And the women there are so beautiful. And I was like, oh, my God, can you not see that she has kids? Like, in a gas station? That's so sleazy.
Yeah.
And, like, you just try to, like, keep talking and, like, carry on conversation, and I don't like that at all.
Ooh.
Nasty. Yeah. But I don't know. It's always, like, fetishizers, or it's, like, the people who wear traditional, like, clothing without, like, knowing what it means, or just because it looks cute. Like, oh, okay, in Vietnam, there's a thing called an ao yai. It's kind of like, never mind, I don't know what it's called in Chinese, I forgot. But it's like, you would usually only wear it for special occasions, like weddings or for like the New Year's. Or, I mean, they have like more casual versions of it, but like, I saw someone on Instagram wearing one without pants, just because it looked cute, and she could, like, show off her, like, thighs and stuff, and I was like, I don't like that.
That ain't it.
Yeah, that's not it. Like, and they'll, like, do their hair, and they'll, like, stick chopsticks in there, like, you don't stick any chopsticks in your hair. There's, like, ornaments that people make that are, like, shaped like chopsticks, but you don't use them for eating, you know? Like, it's just, look into the culture. It's like with dreads and, like, appropriation, you know? Like, if people just looked into the history and the culture, everybody would be fine with it. Yeah. Oh, I think, like, one thing that's kind of important that, like, I didn't really touch on is, like,
mm-hmm.
the model minority stereotype for Asian people.
I was gonna bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why it's a thing. It's true though. A lot of like Asian Americans I know are really like they pressure themselves like to do well academically and just to be successful. But I feel like a lot of that is because their parents are immigrants. Their mm-hmm. parents are always like, oh, we came here so you could have a better life. So if we don't, it's like we just wasted not only our lives but their lives and like discredited all their struggles for trying to come here and stuff like that. Like, I feel that a lot. Like, I always feel responsible for, like, doing well. Like, if everything else fails in my life, the one thing that I will succeed in is, like, academics and, like, getting a good, secure job.
Mm-hmm.
So I can also, like, support my family, too.
How do you feel about the rise in Asian representation in the media?
I love it!
Like, because I know... I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the interview,
yeah.
but... I am interviewing my roommate, and, you know, we've watched To All the Boys I've Loved Before
mm-hmm.
and Crazy Rich Asians,
mm-hmm.
and I know you love those movies.
I do love them.
But do you feel like we're making bigger strides in having every type of person being represented?
For sure. That's, like, one of the things that I never thought was important when I was a kid. I was just mm-hmm. like... oh, she's pretty, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't realize, like, oh, she's pretty because she's white. Like, I want to look like her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of kids growing up, like, I think it's so great now that they can see that in media. Because, like, a lot of, like, beauty standards and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that are, like, what you see on media. Like, oh, I obviously cannot, like, make my eyes any bigger unless I get surgery or anything. Or, like, I can't change my skin tone and stuff like that. And just, like, even, like, certain hairstyles or things, like, they don't fit, like, my face, or my hair won't
mm-hmm.
do what things want to do. Like, when I was younger, my hair would not curl at all. Like, you could stick it in the hair curlers for, like, 10 minutes, and it would just burn and then come out straight. Like, I hated it. I hated my life. I was like, why was I born like this? So I honestly love all the representation, and I hope that it continues, and not only for, like, the stereotype of, like, this, like, smart, successful Asian who's good at math, you know? Or, like, the fob.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the token Asian friend that everybody has.
Well, one thing that I know, because you're one of my close friends and
mm-hmm.
we live together,
mm-hmm.
is that I know that unintentionally I had some stereotypes in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up in a predominantly white, upper-middle-class town.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that I had those stereotypes until I met people who weren't those stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a feminist
mm-hmm.
and outspoken
mm-hmm.
and just incredibly smart, but not just academically.
Thanks.
But I didn't, that was a new experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I had it. I'm glad I have the opportunity to talk to you about
mm-hmm.
these things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I know so much more now than I did
mm-hmm.
the first time I met you when we were having a movie night at Rollins.
Yeah. I honestly think that's okay, though, because you just, like, weren't exposed to it.
Yeah.
Like, I also have stereotypes about white people. Like, it's because I wasn't surrounded by a lot
mm-hmm.
of white people. So it's like, I understand. That's what I say. But I'm kind of glad I could help break those stereotypes, I guess. But it's, like, I do know a lot of, like, Asian girls who are, like, small, dainty, and, like, quiet,
mm-hmm.
and just reserved, soft-spoken and stuff.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just, like, it's nice to know that there's more diverse personalities out there. Yeah.
So I think that's all I have to ask. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's about it.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.